Now time for locker room chat with Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson. After a 14-10 season, making the sub-state championship game, but unfortunately falling to Donovan West. But coach, kind of just talking about your overall thoughts on how the 2022-2023 season went. Do you feel like you were, in terms of your expectations for the year, do you feel like you overperformed, underperformed, or kind of around where you're expecting?
Oh, I think at times we were better than I thought we might be. You know, we had Owen got sick there and missed an entire week, and I really think it was a sub-state tournament before she really got back into playing well again. So I don't know that I'd say we were under. We just, you know, we struggled to stay healthy at times. We played a lot of younger girls. We only had three seniors and one junior, so we had some younger girls that played quite a bit, and it was just kind of a learning experience at times.
Yeah, absolutely. Losing a lot of players going into last season as well. There were quite a few games last year that I recall you guys falling behind early and Owen Dieters having to kind of force up some really tough shots to try to get the offense back into it. How are you guys trying to really jump off to get a quick start early in games and try to maintain that and be have the offense more evenly distributed this year?
Well, I think it starts with, you know, last year, you're right, at times we struggled to find some offense, and Owen had to do more than she really needed to, and then force some things, trying to do more than you know, just trying to get us going again. And I think, you know, we focused some already this year on other girls have got to be willing to shoot the basketball. You know, I told the girls, I remember Coach Tennell one year, I heard him tell some kids that a bad shot's better than a good turnover because there's no such thing as a good turnover. And we've, you know, we kind of went with that philosophy. Some girls have got to shoot the basketball and find a way to take some pressure off of Owen from feeling like she's got to do more. You know, and I think we've gained some experience off last year. I think we've got that ability this year. We'll just see how it all comes together.
And, Coach, who are some of those players that you're hoping take some huge leaps and strides on the offensive side of the ball?
Oh, on the offensive side, I mean, I think Tori Kuckelman, she's our one senior, you know, and when she's on, and she just, we need a little more consistency out of her times. You know, every night she'd go four or five from the 3-point line, and then the following night she may be 1 of 4, you know, just a little more consistency out of her. And Tatum Kramer's going to have to shoot the ball more. Cora Thompson's going to have to, you know, around the basket. Her and Isabel Haverkamp both are going to have to be able to finish. We've got some freshmen that I think give us more scoring options. You know, Josie Haverkamp's a big freshman, a tall freshman that would be good around the basket. Hayden Kramer and Keelan Rimpey both can shoot the basketball. I think, you know, so we get a little more consistency there. Tava Gibbs is another freshman that, you know, didn't play last year as an eighth grader. She had some back problems, but she's gotten into the swing of things, and she's got some hype to her. So, you know, I think offensively we'll be better from the standpoint of we've got more size than we've had in the past couple of years, and hopefully, like you said, we can take some of that pressure off of Owen. Owen can, I don't want to say set back, but Owen can pick and choose a little more of where she wants to take those shots and where from the floor, you know, and what she wants to do.
Here with Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson. And coach, the volleyball team was able to best Donovan West in the sub-state championship this year. What are some things that this team is going to have to do to try to possibly best them in the sub-state championship in basketball this year?
Oh, like I said, I think last year, you know, we got beat by 5. The girls competed, you know, in all honesty, we had an open look with, I think, a minute 15 left in the ball game, a 3 that would have tied the game, and we missed and had to foul, and they made a couple of free throws, you know. But I think for us, it's finding some consistency at both ends of the floor, you know, being able, we've got the size to rebound people, box people out, but we've got more speed and more shooters this year. You know, get out, run the floor. You know, we've been working on catching that basketball, knowing that with the opportunity, you're ready to shoot the basketball. So I think for us, you know, D West, really anybody we play, I think our ability to score or more options to score on the floor is going to be better this year. And we've just got to be more consistent with doing that.
And coach, we'll be broadcasting your game on Friday against Nemaha Central. This is a Thunder team that has done a lot of great things over the years, and especially last year. What are some things that you'll have to do right to best Nemaha Central coming up on Friday?
Oh, you know, I mean, again, we're back to, I feel like we're always talking about somebody else's size compared to us. You know, they've got the Garrity girl and they've got some size in there. And I think for us is we're going to have to be aggressive. We're going to have to take some chances here and there. You know, we've got, like you said, four or five freshmen that I think can play some minutes and give girls a breather. So when they're on the floor, you know, last year we weren't real deep. I felt like at times we tried to catch our breath in places, and this year we don't need to do that. We need to get out and press things, you know, both ends of the floor, as far as getting up and down and running the floor and trying to wear people out and just being more aggressive.
Should be a good game. And, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. Look forward to broadcasting that one coming up on Friday.
Sounds good. We'll see you Friday.
That was Centralia girls and basketball coach Dusty Thompson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wankland Oil Company. Be sure to stay tuned. We got Centralia boys head basketball coach Nick Evans coming up just after this.